The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of The Firm. You're missing the first hour. You can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Morton's about to get litify. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll actually dive into probably the team with most pressure in the Big Ten this season. Also, why ESPN ruins everything. But Danny, you had a great idea to get into $100. You're going to try to teach me how to gamble.
I mean,
everybody at the station wants me to gamble, and I'm holding out. You need to be on Twitter. You need to gamble your money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have standards.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You're a freaking Guardians fan. You don't have standards.
Yeah, dude, I have standards of losing.
There you go.
I was just saying, like, you guys all yelling at each other about who's won what and who's hasn't won what and all this stuff. And it's like, that's why I either don't have favorite teams in leagues or I have teams that aren't very good. You know, it's so much easier to be disappointed every single year than think you have a chance. Went to the ALCS last year.
That is a very, very, very Portland market. like that is like Portland sports.
I don't even mean that about the Blazers.
No. I mean that as like Portland sports.
I would argue PNW.
Yeah.
I would argue the All Northwest.
It's a lot of like, we're just happy to be here.
And like, that's why I'm so mad Wazoo's not in the Big Ten, because I at least wanted to be one of the bad teams in the Big Ten. I don't want to be a bad team in the Mountain West light.
It has taken me the longest time, because even though I've spent a lot of time in Oregon, I've spent a lot of time outside of Oregon. And I was raised in one of the biggest markets in the country, right? I lived in L.A. in an era where, you know, the Dodgers are, you know, Kirk Gibson is, you know, walking it off with one leg. And
I don't believe what I just saw.
And the Showtime Lakers, like, it was just boom, 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 right? So, like, you're conditioned to believe Gretzky comes to L.A. Like,
yeah.
You're conditioned that greatness matters.
Shohei now.
But that's what I mean. Like, there's, like, when you're in those markets.
Luka, LeBron.
But that's kind of the thing, is like greatness matters, where a lot of the Northwest is like it's more about, when I was younger, I used to look at this as a bad thing, that it's like, it's more about the other stuff. As I've gotten older, I don't look at it as a true negative. It's still not something I agree with, but like Dame coming back.
It means more up here because we're just happy to be here than it would anywhere else.
And I'm into it. Like, if you had asked me to do that 20 years ago, sure, would I have been happy about Dame coming back? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would have been like, yeah, but. Where now I'm like, shut up.
If LeBron goes back to Cleveland, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, and
if Jimmy Butler goes back to Miami, nobody really cares.
No, you know what I mean? Like, there's just something about that. But as we get to the gambling portion of this, the idea is you and I have $100 each, and we're betting in $10 increments, and we have all of the Big Ten win totals. Right? All the Big Ten win totals, starting at the highest at Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, all at 10.5, all the way down to, you know what? Do you know what team has the lowest win total?
I do, because it's on my sheet, but I'll play dumb.
Okay. Well,
At first I thought it was Wisconsin. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, you're close, but it's Northwestern at 3.5.
And Purdue at 3.5.
Yeah. So, which is really interesting when you contrast that with like the Big 12. I think the highest win total in the Big 12 is 8.5, and the lowest is 5.5. Because that conference is like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, it's going to be the Big 12 is going to be the toughest conference week in, week out, because of so much parity. Like, the whole conference is like, yeah, that team could win.
Yeah, that'll be our big conversation tomorrow, of just looking at, who can win and the parity, and do we want the parity or do we like it top heavy? Yeah, we'll spend some good time on that as we'll wrap up Big Ten Media Week. But, you know, I got $100. Look, I'm not a big gambler, so this will be interesting for me. I might choose, like, two or three and wager all of it instead of just throwing around.
That's part of this. It's like how you do it, because, like, for me, I'm going to put 20 on Indiana, even though they have a crazy schedule, at over 8.5 wins, because Indiana's over is going to pay you out plus 114. Whereas there are some overs in here, like Rutgers at 5.5, that is minus 142. So even on a low number, because the number's so low, like, we're not going to. So I like a little bit of juice on Indiana at 20.
I will take some juice. Look, we just got done talking about it. I will throw 40 on Michigan under.
40 on Michigan under. Okay.
Does that mean I got to throw $100 to win 170? Is that what that looks like?
Let's see. Michigan under minus right. 170.
Yep. Did I read that correct? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Look, I'm not a big gambling guy, so you got to excuse my ignorance if I sound stupid over here, which I don't. There are certain things you don't care if you sound stupid about. One of them to me is gambling, although okay. I got to get better because you guys all love it. You want to do snake or you want to go next?
No, you go for
we'll
it.
We'll do
go
snake?
Yeah.
I'll go low on this for two reasons. One, I hate that I'm going to do this, but
you're going to take the over on UW, aren't you?
Also, I, for some reason, think it's going to be a little better year for them. I'll put $10 on UW over.
Okay.
I will.
Okay, so you're at 50 now.
I will. I'll put $10 on UW over.
All right, 10 on UW over. And thanks to all the YouTube guys who are now out here playing Hangman. On the YouTube chat, because that's somebody erased our YouTube kings, and that's what we're going with now to keep you guys entertained. My second one, I debated where I want to go with this, because number one, that UW one is probably going to be my last one. I'm still like, I am going to take, and this is going to piss everybody off, I am going to put 20 on the under for Oregon. Because
10.5
is a big number, and before Duck Fan gets mad, I said yesterday, I think you're going to have three teams with 9 wins at the top of the Big Ten going into the conference title game. I think you're going to have three teams at 9 wins.
I think one that is really difficult is I think it's all three of those guys at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, all at 10.5. You got to feel real good, and I don't know if I feel real good about any of those teams yet. I think all three of those teams are very, very good.
Yep.
I think there is a very, very likely chance. Like, I would put $100 that all three of them make the playoffs.
Sure.
I'd wager my whole thing.
This is just over unders.
Yeah, they'll all make the playoffs.
And this is Big Ten win totals.
Yes.
This is not season. This is not CFP, conference title games, all this stuff. Regular season win totals.
Yes. Non-conference games included.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd touch 10.5 on either of those, but I don't know if I'd go under. I think Oregon might be the safest bet of the three to go under. Where will I go next?
I think it's one of the tougher ones to go under on, because they do have the easiest schedule of those teams. But on the flip side, I think there's a lot of parity there.
I think I know my next one.
Okay, what you got?
Boy, I'm going to get killed for this. I already know it.
Mm.
I will throw a cool, crisp $20 bill
okay.
on the over Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz.
Okay.
Their schedule's not bad.
No, it's not.
I was just looking at it. Let me pull it up a little better because, let's see. I was looking at it, but it's like a small thing right here. Give me a hot second. Stalling. There are some tough games. Okay. So I'm going to go Albany. I'll take them. Iowa State's a wild card, but I'll take them. UMass, Rutgers, Indiana will be tough. Wisconsin, who knows what Wisconsin's going to look like after getting the S kicked in every single week by the big teams. But they'll lose to Penn State for sure. They'll probably lose to Oregon. It is home, but they will lose. And, like, those are my only two I firmly believe they will lose this game.
Okay. I'm picking up what
you're putting on. They're at USC, which will be tough. At Wisconsin will be tough. Home against Indiana, but I'll throw a little cash down on Iowa, the over 7.5.
I'm picking what you're putting down.
So that puts me at $70.
So you got 40 on Michigan under, 10 on UW over, 20 on Iowa over. I am going to take one of my dark horses here, and I'm going to take the over. I'm going to put 30 on Illinois over of 7.5.
You love Indiana and Illinois.
I think
you're all about these
I
two
think
teams.
One of those
you're
two
about
teams,
chaos is what
no,
you're
no,
about.
I think one of those
Danny
two teams is going to do it. Is the, again,
you're kind of hedging a bet a little bit here.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
That's exactly what I'm doing. One of those two teams is going to get it, and I have the better odds with Illinois, so I'm going to put a little bit more juice there.
Where will I go?
So we are both at 70 now.
So we're both at 70 now.
We have 30 bucks left.
I will go with... You know what? I feel like I got to put some money on one of the big dogs.
Okay.
I will, to be contrarian, simply to be contrarian, I will match your $20 under Oregon and take over Oregon.
Okay.
For funsies.
Okay.
Because I think there is a world that Oregon lives in that Penn State's their only loss.
It's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
Yep. And that's why their total is 10.5.
We had Tyson on the other day. Like, if you told me that they, you know, quarterback play was good, offensive linemen came together, and the wide receiver room was this, and the defense is really what everybody thinks it's going to be, yeah, they could have a great year, and they could win the Big Ten. But that's what makes this season so interesting is, like, if I throw out Penn State wins the conference, sure. If you throw out Oregon wins the conference, sure. If you throw out Ohio State wins the conference, sure. If you throw out Indiana or Illinois is in the conference title game, sure. Like, there's not a lot of, like, nah, I can't see that happening.
Of the top three, though, and you have to gamble, I'm not taking Penn State.
I don't think either one of us is going to take
it. I think Penn State could win a natty, but I think if Penn State wins a natty, I think they go the route of Ohio State last year.
Okay.
Of kind of maybe stumble in the beginning. Maybe they lose to Oregon in that big game, and they start clicking in the end. Maybe they get to skip the Big Ten championship game. You know, maybe they don't have to play that game.
Sure.
And go in as an at-large or an automatic qualifier, whichever you want to call it, into the college football playoff, get a favorable matchup, and make a run. I mean, I know James Franklin said it yesterday at Media Day, and it's kind of weird, but they were a drive away from going to the Natty.
Well, you want to know an insane stat from college football last year? Ole Miss, do you know how many minutes they trailed during the season?
How many?
Just take a wild guess.
Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, how many minutes during the regular season were they trailing?
Under 10.
Yes. 2 minutes.
2 minutes, damn.
They trailed during 2 minutes of the entire season and did not make the playoff.
Yikes.
That's how stupid football can be.
Yikes.
You got 10 bucks left.
Let's see. My last $10, we will put on, oh man, I hate to do this to y'all, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to put 10 bucks. No, because that's not good value.
Look at you. I don't gamble, and you're immediately like, that's not good value. Can't touch
that. It's not good value. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. I'll put 10 bucks on the under for Jonathan Smith and Michigan State.
Okay. MSU under. That's Michigan State's got a pretty small number, right? 5.5? Yeah.
I mean, 8.
I mean, you're getting plus 110.
Do you believe in Aiden Childs?
That's the question.
Do you believe in Aiden Childs?
My last pick, I got 30 left. The line for USC is 7.5.
You're laying the big wood.
I'm taking 30 on USC on the over because I think they're going to win 8 games.
Because you think they'll win 8 games. They're at 7.5 right now. That is probably one of the better bets at the board, honestly.
And again, like, people are...
It's only 2 wins more from last year. They lost, what, 4 games in the fourth quarter? And we'll get to some more USC talk at the top of the noon hour.
It's not a big number. That's the thing. It's like, if you're talking about...
No, it's
like,
really not.
It's, and again, I don't think USC is going to be great this year. I think they're going to stub their toe. I think they're going to go to Notre Dame, and I'm going to want to tear what's left of my hair out. I'm going to hate that game with the fiery passion of a thousand suns. And I'm going to go down on November 22nd when the Ducks play USC, and I'm probably going to be a sad Trojan fan walking out of there again.
And we'll get to that at the 12 o'clock hour. When we come back, bringing back an oldie but a goodie, Tuesday. Get to know Patrick Harris. We'll do that next. The Firm, Harris and Morang on Portland Sports Network, the Fan Network, 105.1 FM.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
Web Gems at 11:45. We'll dive into. We'll see if we got enough time to talk about water. Oh, we can talk about water tomorrow. I love water. I love water. I love water. So maybe we'll get to that. But
I don't drink enough of it here.
It's the beverage of choice.
I drink a ton of it at home. I don't drink enough of it here.
So maybe we'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so. We're already running up against it, which is no big deal. We can have some fun. Shout out to Rufio, who's on the board first for our Hangman Challenge. Just the way your mother likes it.
Suck it, Trebek.
But you guys used to do this. You and Russ thought this would be a fun thing to bring back, to kind of.
You want
to
do this now? Cause it's going to push long.
Yeah. We can do it now. Yeah, okay. Sure. We'll do it now. Nobody's listening, dude. Nobody cares.
Because this segment always goes long.
Yeah, we can have fun with this. We'll talk water tomorrow. You just got to break when I'm ready to break. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In my eyes, I am
the captain.
We're gonna have to split this into 2 seconds.
That's fine.
That's what's gonna happen.
That's fine.
Because this gets contentious.
That's fine. I've got no issues with that. But you know me, dude. I'm on time. I'm an on-time guy.
Okay.
You and Russ thought this would be great to get our listeners to get to know me a little better. Look, if you didn't listen to the Hot Corner on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, and judging by the attendance, you didn't, here's a little way to get to know me. We're going to do Tiers Day, where we're going to find things to put on a tier list, and that will let you... Oh, the brand man's not happy. That will let you get to know me. This was brought up by my wonderful co-hosts. The fans are ready for it. Jeffrey Rust, you get your opinions, but we'll let you play mediator here.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
What are we doing today?
Breakfast foods.
Breakfast foods. And before anybody says anything, we're not getting into Jeff Rust's cereal takes. Okay.
No.
That has been done.
No.
That has been done.
This originated in the cereal tier list that we did last year.
We're not going there.
Yeah. Grape Nuts number 3. Yeah.
We're not going there.
Sticking with it.
It's tough.
Would you like me to start with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way we do this, everyone does their tier by tier ranking. For those that don't know,
are we starting at the top?
No, you start at the bottom.
Okay.
Save the best for last. So you have your S tier, which is the God tier, your A tier, your B tier, your C tier, and your D tier. Your D tier is just like, nope, this sucks, out, not in.
My D tier is the biggest tier of them all.
As is mine. I have a big D.
I love breakfast food.
I unfortunately have a small D. Mm.
I love breakfast food. I don't eat breakfast a ton, but I am also very picky and very consistent in my breakfast food. My D list comprises of yogurt parfait, oatmeal, mostly texture stuff. I'm not into that.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest yogurt guy in the world. I like cashew yogurt, but even that I'm
feeling far between. By the way, there's 32 items that are on this list, and it was just like I grabbed like the general consensus tier list.
I don't like ham at breakfast, so that cuts out the ham steak, the slices of ham. I also don't like hollandaise, so adios, eggs, Benedict.
Whoa.
Adios
to
the Benny. That is our first upset.
Wow.
Adios to the Benny. Not a big cinnamon guy, so cinnamon rolls are out for me. I hate hard-boiled eggs, so I'm out on that. Avocado toast, no thank you. Avocados are for Mexican food. And maybe the other one that's really gonna rock your guys' world. Mm. I don't like gravy and I don't like biscuits.
What?
And I am
wild
out.
Wild. Yo. I would have had you pegged as like a biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, SOL. You scream.
Someone tell me why, damn it.
That's it.
Your body screams SOS.
What? Like, I need help?
No. Do you not know what SOS is?
Save our ship.
No. Bleep on a shingle.
Oh, no. No. That's... My body? Are you saying I'm fat? Is this a ball joke?
No. Yeah. No, it's just, you definitely... It's...
No. Nope. No gravy.
Wow.
No gravy. No no biscuits. I don't like biscuits. I'd rather have gravy than biscuits.
Oh, man. All right. That wasn't as troublesome as I thought it is. This one's going to piss everyone off. And somebody already hit the nail square on the head with mine because I'm a savory guy. The D tier, cereal, gone. Donuts, gone.
God,
pancakes, gone.
Ooh.
Waffles, gone. French toast, gone. Cinnamon rolls, any toaster strudels, English muffin, avocado toast, biscuits, straight raw biscuits, gone. All of it gone. And then they had deviled eggs in here. I'm never eating. I'm a savory guy. I'm never eating deviled eggs for breakfast.
Nope. So, I'm never eating them for anything.
And Pop-Tarts, gone. Pop-Tarts, they're like, I texted in yesterday.
Pop-Tarts have been dominating my life for 2 days. I haven't thought about Pop-Tarts.
I texted into the show for the first time yesterday, driving in. I said something along the lines of, like, I never agree with dirt. I am 100% with dirt here. Pop-Tarts suck. I do not want them. No, 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 no. It doesn't matter if they're in the toaster. It doesn't matter raw. And if I have to eat one, it is strawberry and strawberry only. The people are out like, brown sugar is the best. I'm just like, good God, do you hate your taste buds? Ugh, God, no. Atrocious. So, yeah, anything sweet, anything like that, just throw it out. You will never, ever catch me going to a breakfast restaurant and ordering anything like pancakes, waffles, French toast, anything. I do not like it. I do not like having sugar in the morning.
Yeah. Rusty, your D?
My D is small. Mm. Avocado toast can get right the hell out. Yeah. I just can't stand it.
Why that became a breakfast thing. Look, I love avocados.
I hate avocados with a fiery passion.
Really?
I cannot stand avocados. No. They are foul and disgusting.
Can avocado be one of your favorite? Is avocado a vegetable?
It's fruit.
Fruit. Yes. Yeah. Can it be one of your favorite fruits?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I love avocados.
I've only got two more items in the D tier. I, too, love deviled eggs, but I am not eating those for breakfast.
No, God, no.
That looks like a bowl of baked beans.
Yeah, that's the British breakfast.
The English breakfast. I love baked beans, not for breakfast.
Yeah. And again, I'm a savory guy, and even I was like, nah, I've had the English breakfast. Mm.
Can we be quick on the C tier?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's very small.
Okay. Mine is the second smallest group. Well, my S tier is the smallest, but we'll save that for later. Chicken fried steak? Is that what that is? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what it looks like to me.
Or is it potato pancakes?
I figured it was chicken fried steak.
Either way, both of you can be in the C.
I hate you so much. You've literally thrown down on two of my favorite breakfasts.
Scrambled eggs, not my preferred way of eggs.
Okay, that's fair.
Just not my preferred way of eggs.
That's fair.
I put cereal in there because I find cereal inoffensive, but I very rarely clamor for it.
No.
So it's in there for me. Donuts are the same, and there's like and country-style potatoes.
You guys are wild.
C tier for me, oatmeal. I will go to it occasionally if I have to. I'm not a breakfast sausage guy, either Link or Patty. So I don't.
That's the big upset for me.
Oh yeah, yeah. If we're going like we had they brought us breakfast in the other day for our first show in the morning.
And I was unable to eat that.
And there was like a little
I had two breakfast sandwiches. Yeah, there's like a little Rust ate mine.
There's a little McMuffin with bacon, and yeah. I was like, all right. I opened the foil up to be like, is there sausage on this?
It was written on the bags.
I have what was left.
I had a ham and a sausage.
Oh, yeah, no, I went bacon, so I got lucky with that. Parfait? I've had a parfait for breakfast. It's not my go-to, but
it's
like,
fine.
It's fine.
But I never want it. I will eat it if my wife puts it in front of me, but I don't want it.
I never like actively go searching for it. Where like cereal, I don't want it. Like never have I been like, I want cereal. But yeah, so the sausage links, the oatmeal, and the parfait. That's my C.
My C. Look, I like a fried egg, but this one here looks like it's a little bit too over easy or sunny side up even. I prefer mine over medium or over hard, but I've got that in my C tier. Just the fresh fruit, great, whatever. Fruit, whatever. I'm super healthy. I got oatmeal in there. The fruit and yogurt granola parfait is in there. Steak and eggs. I love steak. I love eggs. I don't want steak for breakfast.
I never want steak for breakfast. That's why it hit my D tier.
I hate both of you.
That's why it hit my D tier. I just don't want steak for breakfast.
I got the blueberry muffin on there, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with the blueberry muffin, but if there's a bunch of stuff out there, that's not what I'm reaching for first by any stretch of the imagination. And then what? The other one on there, it looks like some sort of a cheese horn. Which I only put that one in the C tier because this one looks particularly gross.
Cheese horn?
The strudel kind of looking
thing. Oh, yeah. That went the D. Yeah. That went the D for me.
So that's my C tier.
No. All right, when we come back, the heavy hitters, B, A, and S, baby. Mm. Tier list. Tier's Day. Next, but first we'll toss it over to Rusty with sports.
Getting higgy with it.
Rockin' Tears Days on this Thursday. We'll see you next week with something. Get to know Patrick Harris. That's how we're doing here. We got Web Gems coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's dive right back into this. Everybody hates my takes. That's all right. Welcome to me. My B list. I got buttered toast.
Okay.
I like buttered toast. Solid. Okay. Sausage patties. Solid. Mm. Not my favorite, but I do love sausage. English muffin, bagels. I'm rocking. That's where most of my bread content is in this. I got French toast in this because I prefer a different one, which we'll find out about later. I put muffins in this list only because I really love muffins, but I've become so accustomed to my wife's muffins that no other muffins reach that.
Mm. Everybody likes their own muffin.
I own that muffin. Mm. And so that's why it's a little in the middle for me. Controversial? I got fruit in this category. The Harris household is a heavy, heavy fruit household that is good to eat at all times of the day. I also went to England when I was 11 years old.
Mm.
I've got beans in this list. Beans for breakfast? Some charred mushrooms?
No. No.
Not bad.
I spent a lot of time there. It's not good.
And then
all of the food from that originated from that country sucks.
And then is this an omelet?
I don't know.
I think it looks like an omelet.
It looks like an omelet. I put an omelet in there. Okay. I like omelets. Not my preferred way to eat eggs, but I like omelets.
I think it's a quiche, but that's fine.
Quiche, I would leave in tier B.
Okay.
Quiche, I would leave. Again, my wife makes a great quiche.
Yeah. Good quiche matters, man. My B, also fruit. I do love a good, like a really good.
You see me, man. I bring food in here every day.
No, I'm a banana man. I like some strawberries, like some mango. I've said a million times. When I would go out on missions, I would take two mangoes and a bag of bacon.
I can't order fruit at restaurants because they usually have pineapple in it.
Are you allergic? Are you not like
yes,
it?
Yes, no pineapple.
You're allergic to it?
Yes.
Oh,
cannot exist in my world.
Oh, that sucks.
It does not. I don't like the flavor.
Oh
either.
God, I love pineapple. Tropical fruits? Those are
good
my jam.
With all of them. Just don't
those,
like
those
pineapple.
Are my jam. Okay.
It's not acidity. It's the old anaphylactic.
Okay, it's the old anaphylactic shock. That's a problem. Croissant, Canadian bacon, the scrambled egg, and the buttered toast. Mostly because all those things kind of go together.
Sure, yeah. That's a meal.
You put the fruit with the croissant and the Canadian bacon and the eggs. It's like, yeah, that's pretty good.
I can build a decent sandwich in my tier list of B here.
Yeah, I could build a really solid breakfast in my B tier.
Yeah. Rusty?
I got pancakes. I've got nothing wrong with pancakes, but that's about the last thing I'll go and order like at a restaurant because I don't want to pay $12 for,
$2 worth of breakfast.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I've got scrambled eggs on there. Nothing wrong with scrambled eggs. It's just
perfectly fine.
They're perfectly fine. Not my preferred vessel of eggs. The biscuits, croissant. I've got the omelet on here, and then some ham and a little sea back. There's nothing wrong with them. But for my breakfast meats, I'm not going with ham or Canadian bacon.
Okay, that's fair.
Unless it's in a different form, which will be coming up soon.
So we all had the same general B tier. It was just kind of weird because our C and D were very different.
I got the beans, which I know is...
That's
my hot take in there. But everything else is fine.
All right,
switching to the A. Now, for the record, the A tier is basically my S tier.
Mm.
I just have something very, very special in my S tier.
Okay.
Okay? So my A tier is, in theory, what I love. It consists of bacon, breakfast sausage, hash browns, like shredded hash brown patties.
Okay.
Love a hash brown patty. Pancakes.
Ugh.
And fried eggs. That is kind of, I remember I had breakfast at Gravy on Mississippi the morning of my wedding.
Mm.
This is what I ordered.
Okay.
Bacon, sausage, shredded hash browns, pancakes, and two eggs over medium.
Okay. So you're the full breakfast.
With apple juice, water, and a beer.
You're an apple juice guy too, huh?
Just a little bit. I only want like 6 ounces of apple juice.
If I go out and I'm at breakfast, I rarely get the OJ. I go for apple
juice. If I have too much apple juice, it makes my tum-tum hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I like a little bit. That's French for very little.
My A tier, bagels.
Bagels.
So we're getting into
bagels are great.
Getting into more of the savory.
I'm just too fat to eat bagels anymore.
The SOS.
S on the shingle?
Yep. Biscuits and gravy. The hash brown. The eggs over easy, the shredded hash brown, the quiche, and that's it.
Rust?
I've got, the old Eggs Benedict on here, French toast. Because French toast, I will actually go out and order at a restaurant for some reason.
I will too. I felt a little bad having it in my B tier, but it's because I wanted to give pancakes the love.
Right, there we go.
I want to grill my bread and cover it in sugar.
Is this two different kinds of breakfast potatoes, huge potatoes?
I'm not sure what those were. That's why I just put them together.
Yes, I did hear.
One was corned beef hash, that's A-level.
To me, there is a difference, which will be the separator here.
Okay.
A-level is corned beef hash for me.
I've got them both in my A-tier. Both forms of sausage, the patty and the lynx. Although my lynx, if I go out to a restaurant, I don't order sausage because I like my sausage cooked and like almost burnt. Like, it's... It's got to have a good char on
there on the
old breakfast link. I got bagels here, shredded hash browns, buttered toast.
Oh, wow, in the A tier.
Dude, toast is great.
Mm-hmm.
I made so much toast growing up with butter, peanut butter.
Ugh.
I have learned that I can't eat peanut butter.
Yeah, you ate peanut butter in the studio, and the whole studio smelled like peanut butter. I'm just like, oh, God, I hate that smell.
What are you, five?
I love the smell of peanut butter.
Peanut butter is so dope.
It's so pungent.
And then that brings us to the S tier, the number one. I will read to you. I said this to you in the bullpen, so it's not as much of a shock to you. I will read to you the ultimate breakfast for one Patrick Harris. That would be a croissant, a real sugar Coca-Cola, and a cigarette. That is the greatest breakfast you will ever have in your entire life.
The old Parisian.
Give you a little, the Parisian breakfast, as I like to call it, gives you a little bit of sugar from that Coke and caffeine to kind of get you back, especially if you've been drinking. I love an ice cold Coca-Cola
Moving to cane sugar?
It's maybe the only thing I agree with in this administration. Except for the corn farmers are going to be very, very upset
about
that.
Pepsi already has one here.
So you get a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of sugar. I love an ice cold Coca-Cola after a heavy night of drinking. A cigarette gets the juices flowing, if you know what I mean. And a croissant is my favorite thing to have for breakfast.
For you to ash your cigarette into? There you go.
Croissants are my favorite thing to have for breakfast.
Look, outside of the D tier, my S tier is the largest. And because the things that I love very much. Number one, steak and eggs. It's phenomenal. There is having, like, so when I meal prep, I usually buy, like, the family pack of steaks. And what ends up happening is I have a steak for dinner, and I will have half of one the next day that I will throw, because I cook my steaks medium. So that way if I do reheat them, or excuse me, I cook them medium rare, so that when I reheat them, they get to medium.
Yeah, you don't kill them on the reheat.
But steak and eggs with potatoes, oh God, that is just elite. Number two, CFS.
Country fried steak.
Buddy, oh God, good country fried steak is just so freaking good. It's unbelievable. And then, Eggs Benedict.
Dude, you're the fat kid tier S.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
When I, like, when I eat breakfast, I want a big, fat, hearty, savory breakfast.
I want it.
That is what I'm... And some people are like, what's your thoughts on breakfast or dinner? Steak and eggs for dinner? Great.
Oh, full-on breakfast
Eggs
for dinner.
Benedict for dinner? Great. CFS for dinner? Great. Those are three absolute any time of day bangers. For those that don't know, I will eat any food at really any time of day. You guys have seen me do it. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I eat grilled chicken and rice. Yep. Like
I do see that, yes.
Like it doesn't matter to me. Time is an illusion. The one sweet that I will allow in the S tier, a perfect blueberry muffin is unbeatable. A perfect blueberry muffin is unfreaking beatable. It is so good, so perfect. It's just, mwah! It just hits just right. Bacon here, and there are two types of potatoes that are on my S tier. Uh-huh. One of them is fried, the other is roasted.
That's what we got going on. Is that the difference of those two?
Oh, okay, all right.
But because some people are like,
like one in a pan, one in an oven?
Yeah, but for me, yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
The potato is the most diverse. Like potato and rice, those are like the two most diverse food things you can have as a supporting actor.
Russ, bring us home.
Breakfast cereal. I'm a cereal man.
I know you are. Yeah. That was the most predictable part about this whole thing was you had cereal in the S tier.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I think we currently at home have...
Don't you have the cereal dispensers?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Like you see at the hotel breakfast.
Yeah. So great.
Yep. Yeah, we got four of those.
God, of all the things, though, that you could have for breakfast, you could have greatness or you could have...
Look, Danny, it's his
chocolate
choice.
Frosted Flakes.
He's not making you eat cereal. Let the man have it.
Cocoa Pebbles. Ugh. Regular Frosted Flakes. Grape Nuts.
See? See, this is what you have. You let people have freedom of choice.
We're not doing this.
Bacon. Just, you know.
Bacon.
Yeah. All know that bacon is just God tier.
People that sit here and talk about, well, bacon actually isn't that good. Shut up!
Yeah, you don't, you're...
It's amazing.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Cinnamon rolls. I love a good cinnamon roll. Have you ever had the cinnamon roll at Camp 18 on the way to the coast?
I love a good cinnamon roll. I do not want it in the morning.
Oh, they're fantastic.
If you want to give me a good cinnamon roll at night, now we're talking.
Yeah.
But in the morning, no.
That's our opposite. Yeah. Cinnamons are in my D.
Camp 18 cinnamon roll, the thing is like the size of a hubcap.
Yeah, it's enormous.
And theirs is the one time where raisins in a cinnamon roll are acceptable. That's the only raisins in a cinnamon roll?
I've been there. Yeah. Been there, done that.
The hash brown patty.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's style?
Yeah.
Look, I don't eat fast food, but McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, we've got those in our freezer at home
too.
Right now.
We do too.
Donuts. Who doesn't love a donut? Biscuits and gravy. The chicken fried steak. And
I've got an English muffin on there.
Ooh, high-end English
muffin. I'm an English muffin guy. If we're out at breakfast and my toast option, I always do an English muffin.
By itself with butter? No, it's got to have gravy
on it. Okay, a little jam on there.
See, you went sweet. I go savory. It's got to have either...
peanut butter?
No, God, no. It's got to be gravy or hollandaise.
Chunky.
What's it called? Pine State biscuits. They're biscuits and gravy. Oh.
I know Pine State. I've never been.
Oh, buddy.
I got no reason to go.
But yeah, I love a good English muffin.
That is Tears Day. Mm. We'll do that next Thursday. We'll do it for a little bit in the summer before we really get into heavy.
If you have submissions for what tears we should do,
yes. One suggestion on the YouTube chat. Rufio chimed in with cocktails.
Ooh.
As a former bartender.
Well, we know where I'm going to land on that one.
Do we? Oh, God. I'm starting to believe my wife here for a minute. All right, we got Web Gems coming up next. We'll do that next. The Firm, Harrison Meringue.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The Firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Coming up in the noon hour, we'll dive into USC. It's their turn at the podium. I think they're probably the biggest question mark in the Big Ten going into this season. Plus, we'll talk about why ESPN ruins everything we like. You know, I'm a big water drinker. Big water drinker. It's S tier for beverages for me. It's what I have every single day. Got a big bottle right here. Rob and I actually are now 50-50 on the water cooler outside the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. You
are. I told him I would be 50-50. There's a Home Depot on my way to work. The old Jansen Beach.
Yeah, number one, I didn't know you could swap it out at Home Depot. Number two, yeah, it does make sense.
Dude,
because
$8.
Yeah, that ain't bad for that much. Like, it, I mean, it,
although it's going fast now.
Yeah, well, we're spoiled in the Northwest when it comes to water,
especially in Portland. Bull Run for life.
Well, I mean, the water in Portland isn't as good as it is when you get further down south in the Tualatin and Wilsonville area, where you have the literal Mount Hood runoff and like. The like, my parents live in Tualatin, and they get the water tested out there, and it's like the cleanest, purest water they've ever seen. When they come out there and test it, the guy's like, yeah, it's, you guys have like some of the best water we've ever seen. And it's like, I remember going from having that water to living in Texas, in West Texas, and turning the faucet on and smelling sulfur. And it smelled like rotten eggs.
Sulfur's tough. As a big beer guy, sulfur is a big no-no for me.
I was like, what the hell is that? And they're like one of the, my roommate at the time was from West Texas. And he's like, he didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, are you drinking poison? Like, yeah. What is this?
In Idaho, my wife's family lived like, you know, in Nampa and stuff outside of Boise. And they have it's different water sources for indoor drinking water versus your outdoor like
watering.
Irrigation water. Yeah. And that stuff stinks to high hell.
It's,
like
it
sulfur.
Smells like butt.
It's awful.
Awful. And yeah. I was like, this is what people out here drink? Good God, they're all tough. You're out here drinking toxins.
The reason I bring this up is that a YouTuber faked a luxury water tasting experience where he bottled and found high-end water all over the world that is sold, and then took their packaging and filled all of it with tap water. The same tap water.
Oh, and
then
he
started going through
pretentious
of boiling it and smelling it. This one woman just had this Argentinian one. She's like, oh my gosh, it smells like sea salt, but just got done like ocean salt, but just got done having a different one that smelled differently. And it just goes to prove that
people
are really, really stupid.
Yeah.
The more and more my water tastes like nothing,
the
more and more I know what it is.
Yeah. It's the same, like in Texas. I had the same thing in Florida. It's like swampy. It's like it's like when you
is
like,
it?
You know, yeah, like you can. It's not. It's like not as clear. Like there's like sediment in the water.
I heard in Arizona you're not supposed to drink tap water.
Yeah, it's
that's
just,
all bottled water.
Yeah, no, it's just like you take for granted being up here and having incredible water.
It's the hip dip in me, man. I hate buying water. I hate it
and then,
so much.
We used to go to Mexico for every spring break when I was growing up, and you know. No.
I know.
Absolute no. Like, if you were traveling internationally, and I'm not even talking first world, like, if you were, like, even second world, you don't have to go to, like, you don't have to go to Somalia, no, to not drink the water. there are other, like, first world, like, you go to England and drink the water. It's not good.
I've had to do this when I travel, of course, because you have to, depending on where you go, but, like,
I don't, there are probably very few things on this world that I hate more than paying for water.
Oh, if you go to Europe, you
water is a human right.
No, if you go to Europe, you can spot Americans because they're carrying bottled water. Yeah. Because we're like, even in like bad water places in this country, it's still better than all the water in Europe. It's just such a weird thing.
And some people just build up their tolerance to it. Like their body is used to those weird chemicals or bacteria or whatever.
The microbes that eat you? Yeah. That's why you get Montezuma's Revenge, is your body is not used to having all of that in you, which is why in England you can eat just such god-awful food and be totally fine because you're ingesting god-awful water, so it just balances out.
I like, if water should taste like nothing, why is it S-tier on the Fantex line? It's like, because that's how I want my water.
Yeah.
That's how I want my water. All right, when we come back, how's the water in Southern California, or lack thereof? Lincoln Riley will hit the podium. We'll chat a little USC, as they are the biggest question mark going into the Big Ten. The loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris. Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. This is The Firm on Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM.